This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, looking ahead to Monday night, Bills traveling to Arizona to take on the San Francisco 49ers. We welcome in Joe Shasky from our radio.com sports sister station, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. He's the host of the Morning Roast. Good with his time joining us now. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. How you been?
Man, I'm doing good. I mean, the state of California is upside down. We're about to get locked down in about, 4 minutes from now. So I'm going to squeeze in a haircut and fire off a couple liquid hot magma takes. From my New York fellas.
Let's do that. Well, let's start with Santa Clara County. Did they do the 49ers wrong by not giving them a heads up that this was coming?
This is the most compliant part of the entire country. We bleed blue. Everybody's wearing a mask. It's one of the safest, by the data, by the numbers, places in the country right now. And they're telling them they cannot go to work. My brother works on a job site. I come from a regular blue-collar family. I was a butcher, okay? That's how I got the nickname. My brother's a plumber. My cousin's an electrician. You think they're getting tested when they walk on the job site? Hell no. When you go into Best Buy and Target and all the Home Depot, nobody's getting tested. But when you step into the facilities of an NFL locker room or any type of campus that they have set up, all these guys are being tested. Is it perfect? No. But it's infinitely more safe than any normal work environment. The county of Santa Clara is screwing the 49ers, and I just throw my hands up because they're going to an area in Arizona that has 2 to 3 times worse the outbreak based on the numbers and the data, and they're telling us not to leave and not to move, yet they went to another state. The whole thing makes my head want to explode.
Joe, break down that animosity between the county and the 49ers because that's a long-standing feud, isn't it?
Yeah, let me tell you. So I grew up literally a stone's throw away from Candlestick Park in the heart of San Francisco, a very rough and tough, diverse, multi-ethnic neighborhood. It was kind of rough, if I'm being real with you. And the city and the 49ers could not come to an agreement on giving the 49ers land. I'm sorry, but I come from an area where we do not give public land away for private profit. I'm sorry, you got to pay for it. The Golden State Warriors paid for their land. The Giants paid for their land to build beautiful AT&T Park. The Niners should have ponied up and paid for the land. Instead, they wanted a handout. So they moved 46 miles south. So they're closer to San Jose than they are to where San Francisco is. And they're in a whole new county. Why? Because they got $100 million of free land in Santa Clara County. Here's the problem. Now you're dealing with total different jurisdictions, total different politicians, and they did this move about 10 years ago, and so now you got all these angry politicians trying to make a name for themselves. And let me tell you, if there's one thing I am sick of in 2020, it's every single politician. Both sides, I don't care who you vote for, I'm sick of all of them.
This, my God. Joe Shasky is one of us, Cheeto. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm learning from talking to Joe for the first time. Joe, you're one of us. You're across the country, but I've never been so close to somebody from San Francisco before.
But let me tell you, we got a lot of wackadoodles out here who move here and they try to change the laws. I am diehard fifth generation San Franciscan. I'm Irish Catholic. I'm old school. And I'm sorry. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. I'm seeing too many politicians like my governor and my mayor of my own city going out and telling all you, hey, don't do what I'm doing. I can be above you. I'm above the law. I'll go eat with seven different families, but y'all peasants stay home. It drives me nuts. I got an 86-year-old grandfather that I can't even see right now. I got nephews and nieces I can't even see. My brother just had his firstborn child. I haven't even hugged him or hold him or touched him because I'm following the rules. Yet the politicians that put the laws in place that were voted on by us aren't even following the rules they're putting in place. You can tell I'm ready to lose my mind. I'm being honest with you. It drives me nuts.
The good news for you, Joe, is the state's about to be locked down, so now you just have yourself and your thoughts. It's going to be great.
No, dude, this is why I have Netflix and video games, so I can detach from the normal world. My wife is ready to kill me. She's working from home. I'm working from home. We're very blessed and lucky. You know, I know a lot of people that are small businesses across the country that have just been screwed. Screwed right now. So I understand how lucky I am. And it's just, I'm so sad for the country right now. I am. I feel bad for the common family.
Not too different than what we're dealing with here in New York. Joe Sciasky from our radio.com sports sister station, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, our guest here. Joe, let's talk about this matchup between the Niners and the Bills. Both Gene and I are a little bit nervous going into Monday night, knowing that San Francisco is still in it. They've still got a lot to play for, and their strength matches up nicely against the Bills' defense and their weakness. It's that San Francisco run game that has us a little bit nervous. Are we right to feel nervous about this matchup between the Niners and the Bills on Monday?
The 2020 San Francisco 49ers are a lava lamp. I have absolutely no idea what shape they're going to take every single Sunday when they play. I don't know. I've done the full gamut of emotions this year. Wow, they're a Super Bowl contender. Oh my God, Nick Bosa's out. The season's over. Oh my God, Jimmy Garoppolo's the worst quarterback I've ever seen. We're going to have to go into this draft and take somebody. Oh, wow. Well, they're making a comeback. Oh no, Nick Mullins stinks on national television again. Oh, they're back. They beat the Rams. I have no idea what team's going to show up. I really don't. Deebo Samuel finally came back. Richard Sherman came back. Raheem Mostert came back. And this defense has been a top 10 defense with a bunch of guys y'all probably never even heard of. But here's one name I want to give you. Fred Warner. Mm-hmm. He's the best linebacker no one talks about. We've been celebrating Patrick Willis and his Hall of Fame candidacy right now in San Francisco. He's one of my favorite players of all time. Class human being. And Fred Warner is cut from the same cloth as Patrick Willis. And I'm telling you, this guy's physicality and the way he attacks the game, he is a class act. And you're going to know who he is by the time this game's over. But it's all about the run game. If you can establish the run as the 49ers, it's really hard to beat them because then they start hitting you with that play action. But the quarterback stinks. Nick Mullins is terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, for this Buffalo defense, I mean, the Bills have faced Mahomes, they faced Russell Wilson, they faced Tannehill, and here finally, this is where, okay, take a deep breath. You get Nick Mullins. He's a backup for a reason here, is he not, Joe?
Yeah, he's a one-read quarterback, and the irony is he just makes $27 million less than the other one-read quarterback that they have in Jimmy Garoppolo. They're not the dudes. Like, they're both closer to each other than either of them is to Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray, some of the guys in our division. I mean, these guys are one-read quarterbacks. But here's the thing. Kyle Shanahan is such a wizard. He's such a Jedi when it comes to the play calling. They're going to have all of this pre-snap motion, and you're going to see all this smoke and mirrors. They're going to have jet sweeps. You're going to see a lot of different variations from this offense, and it's all to try to make a clearly defined read for these god-awful backup quarterbacks that they have, because if they can get the ball out of their hands, usually a guy is running wide open on a slant or a smoke screen or even a 15-yard out pattern, because Kyle Shanahan really is that good. The irony is, again, if you could take away the first read, both of the quarterbacks, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Mullins, they can't do much. I'm just being honest. Too many people think that Jimmy G is he's a star. He's a one-read quarterback. The guy you guys have in Josh Allen, that's the kind of quarterback I want.
All right, Joe, so let's talk about that just since you brought it up. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, next season, where is he playing football?
If I had to put a gun to my head, my favorite game in the world, gun to my head, I know. If I had to do that, I would say they restructure his contract and roll him back for another year. The 49ers have done this with a lot of different players the last couple of years. They kind of rework the money and figure out a way. They don't want to go back into the quarterback draft and just throw some kid to the wolves. They've got a very up-and-down offensive line, but they need Jimmy Garoppolo to just stabilize what they have until they can figure out what the next move is at quarterback. So if I had to have a gun to my head and make a decision right now, I say that he stays with the Niners, but maybe he chops a couple of million off.
Well, if I had to guess what topics of conversation, what your phone callers might be saying, hey, look what's happening in Tampa. Maybe you could go get Brady. Is there a veteran out there that maybe could be an upgrade? Is there somebody that would fall to you in the draft you could see? After all, Herbert was somebody that looks like the Chargers have found here. So, as far as finding the next guy, yes, it looks like Garoppolo might be your bridge quarterback here. But what is the topic of conversation as far as a veteran or a rookie coming in?
We had a lot of debate. I wanted Tom Brady. Tom Brady went to a rival high school down the road from where I used to play, and I wanted Tom Brady to come home and save the organization. I did, straight up. I wanted to see him and Shanahan come together. At this point, I'll take Ryan Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins, who came in and put up 40 on the Niners about 5 weeks ago. I'll take anybody right now. I think they're probably going to draft somebody, but I'm of the nature, again, I don't take the playoffs for granted. I'm not a spoiled Green Bay Packer fan or a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Like, I want my team to get back into the playoffs. We've only had 6 wins 2 times in the last 7 years. Okay, so I want this team to get back into the playoffs this year, even if they bow out in the first round. Like, that could be a very successful season, considering how many injuries they've had, COVID, getting kicked out of their own stadium. Like, it's been a debacle in 2020. Go to try to make the playoffs, and maybe we take out the New Orleans Saints or the Green Bay Packers or something. Like, that's what the good organizations do. They don't just tank and go into the draft and worry about next year. That's what piss-poor organizations do. And I'm sick of being one of those also-ran teams.
Joe, explain Raheem Mostert to me, because I think a lot of us knew who he was but didn't really consider him a threat until we saw last season in the postseason and saw what he did. And I'm just curious, how much of that is Mostert improving over the course of time, and how much of that is the offensive line of San Francisco when healthy and performing at a high level?
Raheem Mostert is the best running back you probably don't hear a whole lot about. And I mean that sincerely. I've watched a lot of great running backs. Frank Gore, who played in Buffalo, is one of my favorites of all time. And Raheem Mostert has what you just can't teach: unbelievable vision, speed, and toughness. And yeah, the offensive line absolutely helps him out, but we've had other running backs, Tevin Coleman, McKinnon, they're doing half of the dirt that this guy does. He's a home run hitter. Just think of him like Christian McCaffrey without the hands out of the backfield. Every time he touches the rock, he could go 75 yards. He's that dynamic. Problem is he's had a high ankle sprain all year that he's been battling with, and so the guy hasn't been on the field. This is a dude like Priest Holmes or Jamal Lewis, a guy who was buried on the depth chart, who I had no visions of being an impact player because he was a good special teams player, but he got an opportunity, and he made the most of it. He is the kind of guy that you love, a 28-year-old dude who had a one-shot opportunity, made the most of it, turned it into a multi-year deal, and now he's fighting for his NFL life because of the high ankle sprain. But I'm telling you, when the guy gets out on the field, he is a home run hitter.
What do we think of the Niners wide receivers? Because from a fantasy standpoint, maybe people aren't high, but I look at the pair, and I don't know what the status of Ayuk is going to be, but Deebo Samuel is a player that, Joe, I don't like that matchup going against the Bills' corners, too.
Let me tell you about Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel plays the position like he's trying to rip your heart out, like it's an Indiana Jones Temple of Doom scenario. This guy plays the game like Marshawn Lynch. I'm not kidding. He catches the ball, he's trying to run through you. He's not a traditional wide receiver. He's like an Anquan Boldin meets Marshawn Lynch because he's got huge lower legs, and he tries to run through safeties and linebackers. Jalen Ramsey wanted no part of him last week. Jalen Ramsey, one of the best defensive players in the game. And this dude is just a monster. The problem is he's small, so he does get hurt, but he's a beast. Brandon Ayuk is more of a silky route runner. Think Torrey Holt. This guy's very polished. He hasn't played in a lot of games, because the freaking wide receiver locker room, they're all in rap videos, and they're testing positive for COVID-19, and it's driving me nuts. So the guy's missed like 4 different games. I'm like, dude, I've seen you in more rap videos than I have in NFL games. Why don't you guys stay home and play some video games and chill out so that you can actually make an impact on the field? So hopefully he plays this weekend, because when he's been out there, he's an 85-plus yards per game type of a wide receiver.
He's the co-host of the Morning Roast on our radio.com sports sister station, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Joe Shasky joining us in the sports bar to break down the Niners and the Bills Monday Night Football this Monday night on ESPN Rochester. And you mentioned guys getting healthy or guys that might be able to play. We've heard whispers, and maybe you can clear it up. I mean, there's no chance Kittle is ready to go by Monday night, is there, Joe?
No, there's no way. They basically came out and said it this week, like, Kittle's probably done for the year unless they get in the playoffs. Now, there is hope that Jimmy Garoppolo can come back week 16 or 17, but as far as this weekend, absolutely not. There's just no way in hell those guys are going to be there, especially George Kittle. I mean, I just don't see it. And here's the other thing. They had to pick up all of their rehab facilities, all their training stuff. Like, everybody who's hurt right now, now had to pick up everything and go to Arizona. I have no idea how they're going to get some of these guys back on track. Like, just think of how difficult that would be to pick up and change your entire operation with all your doctors and trainers and go to a different state. We have no idea what the hell's going on with some of these injuries, but they ruled out Kittle. He's not going to play, but they do have Jordan Reed. And I'm sure you guys know about Jordan Reed as his Washington Redskins. The guy can play. He hasn't got a lot of looks this year because he got hurt in the New York Giants game, but he's a great player. I mean, he runs great routes. They've got weapons. Is the offensive line going to be able to protect, and can this one-read quarterback just make enough throws to keep them in the game? That's really been the story all year. The defense has been lights out.
Joe, when I ask you this next question, I come from a place where I know what it feels like when your team loses a Super Bowl. I only watched Super Bowl 25 once, and I know every play, and I lament over that. So when I ask you, it was only 10 months ago that the Niners were on the doorstep, a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. When you do the autopsy of that game, who gets the blame of how the Niners were not able to close the deal against Kansas City?
Welcome to the last 7 months of my radio show as we do quarantine COVID 911 calls. There's a pie chart of culpability, right? There's never one thing. Shanahan deserves a giant blame. Raheem Mostert doesn't even get a touch until the second quarter. The defense played lights out till the final 6 minutes. Quan Alexander dropped an interception. Nick Bosa, who had drawn more hold calls all year than anyone. There's not one hold call in the entire game when the Kansas City Chiefs were top five in hold calls all year. That drove me freaking nuts. Richard Sherman playing bump and press against Sammy Watkins, who just went right by him like I'm going to the candy store or something. It was absolutely ridiculous. Kyle Shanahan, his refusal to throw the ball to the best player on the team in George Kittle. How does he have four touches? Gronkowski went into Arrowhead the year before, and Tom Brady said, the ball is going to Gronk. Tony Romo on the broadcast, the ball is going to Gronk, and you still can't stop it. If you're going to go down with your hogs. And they didn't go down with their hogs. They went out limp. They didn't even get a throw off on fourth down. They got sacked by Chris Jones. The center blew his knee out. It was a team-wide debacle. There's some losses in life you never get over. That is one of the five I will never, ever, ever get over.
Joe, you are better than advertised. Let me tell you something. Before we let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't at least ask you which way you're leaning for Monday night between the Niners and the Bills.
Let me tell you this, Bills fans. You know what Bills stands for? Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. I'm one to talk. But here's the deal. If you guys lose to a backup one-read quarterback, I'm coming back on Tuesday. You guys better call me up. I am roasting New York. If you guys lose to us, you don't want to hear the end of it from me on Tuesday morning. Let's just put it that way.
Can we have that? Can we get you on Tuesday afternoon if the Bills end up losing?
It is a date.
Right, wow. I love it.
Wow. All right. Well, we're worried about that. By the way, Joel, I've never heard that before, the B-I-L-L-S. You know, you got to come up with something.
Oh, you never heard that?
No, never heard that at all.
Well, you know, I'm a trendsetter out here in the Bay.
By the way, you know, two more Super Bowl losses and you're halfway to Buffalo. All right, so you don't. Let's not forget the Ravens game there.
Can we not compare the Niners to the Bills and the two? Can we not do that? Let's not do that with Joe.
Somewhere right now, Chris Berman is saying, you know, in the 2022 Super Bowl, I've got the Bills at 49ers.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
You guys are the best.
Joe, man, appreciate the time this afternoon. Let's do it again. Maybe look, I don't want to talk to you again on Tuesday, but if what happens, happens, you know, maybe we will talk again soon. And if not, let's do it again anyways, because this has been great.
I'll be strutting, baby. You know the number. Hit me up, baby. Have a great day.
You got it.
Thanks, Joe.
That is Joe Shasky. He's the host of the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, our radio.com sports sister station. Can we take a breath? Let's take a breath.
Wow, what just happened here?
No, that was awesome.
Look, he's opening up on, you know, their restrictions. I was going to say, look, you want to trade politicians. I'm sure people here in New York would, you know, be open to that.
Yeah, but he's saying what a lot of people here are thinking and maybe don't want to say. He's right.
Well, if you jumped at the end of that, they're shutting everything down and they're kicking the Niners out, even though the NFL tests more than any business you could imagine.
Right.
So how is that not safe?
Right. Right.
But yet,
and they're sending them to a place that has double the infection rate of where they are. Okay. I mean, listen, they're still safe because of the amount of testing that they're doing. You can pretty much put them anywhere. That's basically Santa Clara saying, you know, we don't want you here this December. Get out of it. Get out of town.
It was wrong that Santa Clara County didn't give Niners upper management a heads up that, hey, this is going to happen. That the team learned the same time the public learned. Like, oh, they were in Los Angeles getting ready for the game the next day. And like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to find another place to play for the rest of the year.
Well, needless to say, we're getting some reaction from Joe Shasky. I mean, Richie C. Just sent me a text on the secret textoso line. He's in my neighborhood. He just, this guy was just shot out of a cannon. How many Red Bulls do you think he had before he talked to you?
LeBaron, this guy reminds me of a younger version of Gene. Yeah. I would take that as a compliment. I don't think I get that energy up.
That Holy guy cow. Is awesome. Joe Shasky, if you came in late, we'll get it for you on demand. And look, he's not wrong. If you lose to Nick Mullins...
One read quarterback, Nick Mullins.
That's a problem. Let's get to NFL appetizers next in the sports bar, including some accolades for a Buffalo Bill defender. And a little bit of fallout from yesterday afternoon's game between the Ravens and the Steelers. We'll explain. NFL appetizers today brought to you by Market View Liquor. With the holidays here, Market View Liquor can help anyone buy wine like an expert. See hundreds of wines at the all-new MarketViewLiquor.com. Description, rating, and price included. Choose Drizzly, home delivery, curbside pickup, or shop safe at Market View Liquor, Jefferson Road in Henrietta. We go to NFL appetizers next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.